Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to 91.9 KPTZ. I'm Simon Janes with your local news for Thursday, June 9th, 2022. Tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., the 7048 race kicks off in Tacoma at the head of the Theophos Waterway near the Museum of Glass, and it will conclude with participants arriving in Port Townsend by Sunday evening at the same time. The goal of racers is to cover 70 miles of water in 48 hours or less. There are no motors, no support, and no wind power allowed. It is human power only for these crafts. Participants must ring the bell at City Dock in Port Townsend within 48 hours of leaving Tacoma. The Northwest Maritime Center plans an award ceremony at Sunday's Ruckus, which precedes the start of the race to Alaska on Monday. Some 130 teams were signed up for the 7048 as of Wednesday. Joining me in the studio today with insightful commentary on this subject, I have two human-powered boat experts, my 5 and 9-year-old sons, Ivan and Sid. Sir, please state your name, age, and level of boat expertise.
My name is Sid, and my boat expertise is probably a 1 out of 10, 5.
It's pretty good. You, sir.
My name is Ivan, and I am 5 years old, and my boating expertise is from 1 to 10 is probably a 13.
Oh, okay. Off the charts, boat expert here. So, Mr. 13, why don't you give me your opinion first? Do you think these racers have a chance of finishing the race?
No, but my friend Hound, every time he goes on a boat for too long, he takes a nap.
Okay, so we have a prediction of nobody finishing the race due to complete napping.
Yep.
Okay, what about your prediction, Sid?
I think that a lot of them are going to get really close to finishing, but the last hour will be probably the most intense and climactic part of the race.
Sid, with some really on-point analysis there and good vocab. So, in other news around the region's waterways, U.S. Navy installations in the Northwest region will conduct an earthquake and multi-hazard response exercise June 13th through 17th. The participating installations include Naval Air Station Whidbey Island, Naval Base Kitsap, and Naval Magazine Indian Island. The annual exercise will test Navy installations' capabilities to prepare for and recover from a natural disaster. In this case, simulated major earthquakes will trigger other simulated hazardous events. Activity is not expected to majorly impact the public outside of Navy property. Exercise activity that might be observed include messages played over the Navy's emergency notification system and increased emergency response vehicle and personnel activity. Again, this will be next week, Monday through Friday, so if anyone in the community appears concerned about signs of an emergency in and around the naval base, feel free to inform them that it is only a simulation. The Jefferson County Board of Health is restructuring and needs new members. In 2021, in an effort to address disparities in health outcomes, the Washington State Legislature passed House Bill 1152. This bill requires local boards of health to include more non-elected members and those with diverse lived experiences. There are 4 new positions to be appointed by the Board of County Commissioners. These include appointment of a tribal representative, a representative of healthcare facilities. The 3rd new member will represent consumers of public health, defined as someone who has faced significant health inequities. And the last member will be a community stakeholder position, to be filled by someone representing an organization that works with populations experiencing health inequities. "We are eager to comply with the intent of the new law," said County Commissioner Kate Dean. "It is very important that the work we do in public health is supported and influenced by the communities that are served and most impacted by it." Jefferson Healthcare recently hosted a series of virtual meetings to share ideas about the new hospital modernization project and service expansion. The community is encouraged to watch and listen to a recording of the Jefferson Healthcare website, as well as provide comments and feedback via online form submission. The initiatives of this project are to replace and/or retrofit the buildings constructed in 1965 and 1988. These buildings were deemed to be seismically unsound in a Tier 2 structural and seismic evaluation. The 2nd initiative is to relocate and potentially expand critical infrastructure, including the OBGYN clinic, express clinic, MRI services, administration, and the cafe. In the presentation, Mike Glenn explained the impact a project of this magnitude would have while highlighting the projected health needs of the community over the next decade. The meetings did not address cost or final building plans. Mike Glenn explained that the project team would relay feedback to the design team, who will then provide initial renderings and costs to share by mid-July. That will do it for today's local news. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening, and
have a great day.
Bye.